Red Rock, Sammy Hagar here. We are back for Lockdown 2020. Top Rock Countdown. Yeah, boy. What a year. Huh? 2020, what a year. I mean, everyone kept thinking, yeah, this will be over in a month or two. Yeah, okay, everybody's quarantined for 2 weeks, and it'll go away, and oh, it's just a flu. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, it's killing people. Oh, my God. It just kept going on and on and on and on. And one of the things that kept the circle together were these lockdown sessions. I mean, if we wouldn't have done anything, I mean, we'd have talked to each other on the phone, emails, and texts and stuff, but I think it would have been a tough, dry year to see this band not do anything for a year. I would feel uncomfortable. I would feel like I lost my band. I would feel like it's time to do something new or time to quit or whatever. But the lockdown sessions we did with this new record for Sammy Hagar and the Circle, Lockdown 2020, it allowed us to talk about music. It allowed us to be creative, to play, to make arrangements of other people's songs. But more importantly, the last gig we did, February something, first week of February 2020, we played San Antonio, Texas. And backstage, before we went on, we were jamming, like we always do. Jason's got his electronic drum set, Mike's got a little bass amp, Vic and I got little guitar amps, and we just jam. You know, somebody will start playing something. Well, we were playing this song, this riff, we were actually kind of laughing about James Brown, you know, how great his music was, but how badass it was, and simple, but just badass. So I started playing this riff on guitar, and Jason started playing this funky-ass beat, and I was singing, didn't have words, but I, at the end of it, right before, we jammed this song for about 20 minutes, and pretty soon my tour manager walks in there and says, "Hey, Sammy, you guys, hey, man, come on, get it together. We're about to, you know, we're on in 5 minutes." So I said, "Oh, man, Jason, you know, record this on your iPhone real fast." And I called it Funky Feng Shui, all right? So the first lockdown session thing, I said, "Let's just do Funky Feng Shui." I wrote some lyrics last minute, you know, you can't even decipher them really on the record because I didn't really know what I was singing about. Long story short, Funky Feng Shui, she got some Funky Feng Shui. Thank you for another Top Rock Countdown. I had a blast today. I love comparing these things to each other. Well, this one doesn't have a comparison because it's a brand new song. And I finished it, by the way. It has a bridge now, and it has a third verse. We're talking about that she's bending down with her glove, with her bag on her hand, picking up so that you don't step in it. Here's some Funky Feng Shui from the Circle. Funky Feng Shui. Funky Feng Shui. Let's go out on my son's song. Let's move up to 2020 all the way from 2020 from Andrew Hagar. Okay, check it out. He don't even have a record contract. He just writes these songs, puts them on his website, andrewhagar.com or whatever it is. Anyway, check it out. Waiting on Judgment Day. Woo, some blues in the house. See you next week. Fire burning, a storm within, ain't no feudal. The Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here signing off. Thank you. Ow!